The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. We have all the garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center and update your backyard. Get a clean edge around gardens and flower beds with Terrace Board Landscape Edging. Available in black or brown, it's easy to install and blocks the spreading of grass and weeds. Save big on landscape options at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Yo, what up, Bully and the Beast? It's your boy Twerk. I bet you're wondering what's going on. Well, Wax and L'Oreal are on vacation this week, but I'm here to hold it down and give you guys an episode. Come on, we can't miss a week. We ain't missing no weeks. All right, so check it. For this week, I went through all my favorite episodes and picked out my favorite moments that we had with guests. So I'm going to call this episode Twerk's Top Guests. Episode or something like that. Anyways, number 10. Okay, but also, I say this is number 10. It's not in any specific order. This is just the way I was watching episodes. So, number 10, we got that time when we all were shooting in Miami. We pulled up on lunch money. And L'Oreal asked Lunch and Wax, would you ever or have you ever fucked a stud? Check it out.
Has either one of y'all ever fucked a stud?
No.
I know where.
No gas money, bro. Yo. Now to keep it real though, like shout to Fredo too, but I was saying like I don't know, some girls that you see, I mean, I'm not into, but you could tell if they acted like girl, like if they were girls, yeah. They would be beautiful, you know?
So yeah. Like Young
and I don't judge. Yeah. I mean shout like, to
MA. Like if Young and you smash.
You know, I don't want to vibe. I mean, she ain't like that.
I don't want to violate it. That's like talking about a dude, because that's kind of disrespectful for us to say that.
Man, she probably, you know, I ain't going, you know, she don't be on that.
She ain't on that.
She you like girls. That's everybody. Her vibe.
So
that's
is
her
he
vibe.
Disrespectful for what he says? She's, I mean, so at the end of it, because some people was looking at him like, fam. But he's like, what? She's a girl.
Yo, listen, I know some studs who ain't playing with you. You talk about their butt and everything.
I know some real. They going to press you on some shit they with it. No, they with it.
They with it.
They with it. Yo,
what you say? Just like a nigga, home, like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah,
and they better watch
it.
Your mouth.
They take it serious, like it really hurts you.
I'm a nigga like, too. Who you talking to? I'm about missing your titties, nigga.
Oh fuck you up.
You might stab you or something like that.
Where the girl was with her baby father, but she was a stud, and I guess she was a stud after.
Yeah, at the game.
Yeah, she's like, come on, this is my baby father. Like she wanted people to know to kind of embarrass.
I don't know why. You know, I don't play around with them.
Nah, let them be, man.
They take that shit.
They don't punch you, you fuck them out. Just like a nigga, yeah.
Let people vibe up. I mean, if that's what you went to, though, you know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, what do you think is the attraction? Is it because you did it before, you said.
Chill out. Listen.
Yes, you did.
But the funniest ones, you don't know when they're going to punch you in the face.
Did you do it or not?
The one that walk around with the gray sweatpants with the fucking dildo.
No, nobody does that.
You're going to get punched in the face. Don't even play around. Don't even say, let me see your ass. You know what it is.
Like, right, like, how did you bag her? I want to know.
She needed gas money.
So she needed gas money?
Listen, she wasn't
even. I thought you needed gas money. I'm so
dumb. Nah, listen. She wasn't a stud. She just played basketball for the team in college. You know what I'm saying? She was real nice.
Oh, she was like a tomboy.
Your word is born, but she was
like Britney Griner.
Yeah, when she took it off, she was like the best body. No, man.
Free Britney.
No disrespect. Free Britney. But I'm not gonna lie, they was playing this interview and they was like, they interviewed Britney Griner, so I hear somebody talking. I'm thinking this nigga interview. It's fucking Britney. I'm talking about when the voice came on. I was like, but
I wasn't
Britney?
Laughing about that.
I grew up. I like her. I mean, I had a lot of homegirls who hooped, like growing up, like played basketball, and they was tomboy.
Did you fuck her now? Tomboy.
Their bodies is nice.
I've always been attracted to like girly girls.
Yeah.
So it's like really not my vibe. But I got homies who dated homegirls who played, they hooped and they girl hooped and like, you know?
Yeah, but
I always thought that was weird. I don't know why, but like,
I mean, they got some nice bodies. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They're shaping me, track stars.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Serena Williams is very in shape. She's beautiful. Like,
yeah,
you know?
But like, she's also, you know, also has basketball a feminine girls side. Like, okay, so I'm just talking about a guy that I used to talk to. I seen his ex. And the bitch was like a nigga. Like, she played basketball. Yeah. She was muscular, but it was like she had a dress on, but I still saw a nigga. Like,
nah, you get what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You don't want those.
So when I seen that, I'm like, nah, what the fuck? And I know
bro might be that. It might be his speed. He might be into the swole.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's what I knew.
Nah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I wasn't looking. The girl didn't like Brittany Griner. She's a beautiful woman. See, she might get mad at me for saying she a woman. In my room?
Wait, right? Is she a trans?
I don't know how to do.
No, she's a woman.
Okay, she's a woman.
I think they acknowledge that they're women.
Okay.
I think they, I mean, I'm not a professional.
Me neither. Me neither.
I'm saying that I think, studs. I think they know they're women. I think they just like women. So I think it's like, and they just.
Nah, that's a lesbian.
Basically like a tomboy lesbian.
Yes.
Yeah. Is what I would consider.
So they like the lesbians. They rock with girls, but they're more on the tomboy side,
like,
of things.
Yeah, like, well, where you're
at. Don't even play around with them.
Play ball in school. It's like that. It's like, you know.
It's different from playing ball and liking pussy. That's why you didn't want to go in the locker room. You ain't really that good. The girl I was smashing. Then.
Yeah, I used to think Steph was lesbian, was virgin.
That's what I'm saying. They are.
No, they're not. Not all of them.
They ain't never get no meat.
Some of them have, like, literally, like, it's not, like, all boxed in, FYI.
I'm not taking Tim's off nobody. No, I'm not turning nobody fitted cat backwards.
What you mean? To, like,
back, nah, hell nah.
Some grit. We ain't gonna be... That's the only one get the motion.
Yeah, I ain't ragging. Nothing with no dusty Tim's on. Nah. I don't even want a girly girl to be rocking no dusty Tim's on. I ain't leaning in and fucking finishing me in my fucking temple. I'm not doing none of that. Nah, that ain't my vibe. That ain't my vibe. And honestly, God bless them, because they probably ain't in the... They want girls, so we want the same
page. We on the same page.
Yeah, that's why. That's the
I
homies.
I fuck with them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What the fuck is Fredo?
Yeah, I'm going to say they the best, like, when you go, what's it, road dog, like a third, like...
Word
you
know, is born. They come with me anytime. Yeah.
Let me tell
Hold
you
it down.
My own girls that I know that are like that, that are more like Tom girlish lesbian, they got all the joints.
They got all of them.
The beautiful, beautiful joints.
I look at Fredo so different now. Ever since all these girls, said that shit, I'm not curious. Even going to lie to you. Because I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga on that he's out here fucking studs?
Fredo, I think he's fucking around. Fredo fucking around. He ain't saying.
And that's my nigga, but there's no fucking way.
Why? Like, they don't even want to get smashed.
That's like me saying, they are women.
They are, but they ain't got time for that shit. Yo, if I tell one of my stud girls...
I look at my gay homeboys like my gay homeboy. I don't never be like, yo, he look good. I'll fuck him. And he like super...
Okay, you know what? Let me ask you this. You know how it's studs and lesbians? If you gay, what's the other thing? You see what I'm saying?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Because, you know, if it's studs and lesbians, because lesbians is like more feminine, and then studs is like more guys.
I think we know more about that because they're women, so we are more educated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're asking what's a top and bottom. Yeah. They'll be like a top and bottom.
See, that's all I'm asking?
Is that's what I'm leaning towards, which is like a top and a bottom?
A top and a bottom.
Like one is a top and
butch
one is
a
bottom.
Butch and a lesbian? Yeah.
When it goes to like men.
I'm not versed.
That's what they say. Like, yeah. Like he's a top. I'm getting he's educated. A bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meaning like he's.
He's
on
the
top.
Woman or he's a
whoa.
Man.
Like he goes
not
on top.
Like that.
Or he
man, you
goes
gotta,
on the
you gotta really fucking take me. You gotta edit this shit. Yeah,
hey, what? No, that's literally what they'll say. Like, it is. A, it he's is. A bottom.
I heard
meaning
that
like he gets fucked. He doesn't do the fucking.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
God is good.
Bully and the Beast.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Basketball player or not, I don't know about that. Well, let's keep it moving. We're at number 9. Now, that's when we had Fresher Diggs and his wife come on and talk to us about certain relationship stuff. But this specific topic is about dating apps. Check it out.
People I see on apps like, y'all nasty as hell.
That's a fact. I'm willing to fuck anybody. I'm willing to do anything with you. Yeah. You think people on apps want to
dating apps? Apps?
People want to really date on an app? An app is just I'm trying to get some pussy.
I'm not mad at dating apps. I'm not mad at dating apps.
Dating apps. Why? Nobody wants
to talk about dating apps. I think like racist. I think
about everything is on social media now.
Because nobody wants these motherfuckers. Why are you not good enough to where I can't go to Walmart and Target and find a bitch? Mm-hmm. Go to church. You don't go to church.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think that's why they want to
these dating apps.
Nah, nah, let me tell you something.
I want to stay on that because. Wax, have you ever been on a dating app?
I got on there twice, and I got a couple of people that I know, you know what I'm saying, that I was working with. No. They put me on Bumble. They just put it on there like, Wax, let's see, you know what I'm saying?
Let's see what.
Let's see how many bitches you get. Just put you on Bumble real quick. I got a couple of bitches, but I never even fuck around with the site because I feel like, yo, if you on the site, nobody wants you. What the fuck are you on the site for?
I don't think that's true.
Do you know anybody that's actually had a successful relationship from dating app?
No.
Me neither.
I think Instagram is a dating app.
Definitely.
Everything is a dating app.
You don't got to go and have there, a fucking date app and put your profile, age, and ethnicity and all that.
I met one person off social media before, like, and had some kind of something with them.
Ilk. L'Oreal.
What
she said social media, not dating app.
No, but still, she being nasty.
Shut the fuck up. So anyway, yeah, like, we was talking for quite some time.
Okay. What's quite some time?
Like a long time. Long time.
What's quite some time?
I can't say because then it's going to overlap with some other shit.
Oh, shit. I was 7. I was in 6th grade.
Wow. Because I was in a relationship when I met the dude and he knew that or whatever. Okay. And then my boyfriend at the time actually found out that I was talking to the guy. Oh, okay. And I won't ever date somebody that I can't Google. And the whole reason is because I don't want a stalker. I don't want this. I don't want that. Yes, I'm scared of things like that.
That you can't Google?
That's no, somebody, tough. If I can't Google you, I can't date you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I want to know what you got going on.
Okay.
And I need like approval from people around. And it's only because I've been through some shit. Like, okay. Yeah. So it's like, I need to be able to know that this person is not left. Like, I feel like
a motherfucker Googleable, there's a lot of baggage that come with that. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit that come with it.
Well, I'm Googleable. You're Googleable. We're all Googleable here.
Because we're on platforms and shit, but some
but good that's what I'm saying.
That's not on platform.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that is if Wax did some crazy shit, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I can put that in.
Don't look at my name up.
And it'll come up.
What?
I'd rather know what you've done. Yeah.
So what was the dating app again? You was on?
I was on Bumble and it's crazy when I was in Miami. You know what I'm saying?
He's definitely still on a dating app.
No, there's no way.
I don't think he's not.
Motherfucker got dating app written all over.
Come on.
Are you against it?
I would never go on a dating app.
But I'm just saying, would you advise somebody, try a dating app?
No. I wouldn't. But then I heard that there's some people that have had successful relationships.
Walmart is cheaper.
We not. Y'all just, what are they talking about?
What? I'm missing. First of all, if his dusty ass Tim would have touched my white Chanel,
your dusty ass Tim almost touched me.
No, hold on. This guy is different.
No, he
my boy
is.
Said, no. Hold on. He said, I got Target. I said, nah, I'm hearing this Walmart. He said, nah, you know what? Target is for when you got one kid.
Walmart, you got 3 or 4
kids. No, he got this shit mapped out. Today a Target day.
I'm not going to lie.
Go to Target.
He's right.
That's
why
I'm like,
Walmart is way cheaper than Target.
That's so true. You got 3 or 4 kids over there in a kid aisle. Yes, you know what I'm saying?
That's so true.
Yeah, I just dropped something on the floor. But, is that yours? Like, no. You 3 or 4 kids.
But Walmart, dusty as fuck. Like, as soon as you walk in, you feel like
you know what you get. You know what you get.
Walmart is the greatest shit ever, man. I'm trying between Amazon and Walmart. Like, yo,
Amazon raised the prices from a cent to fucking two cents. They lower them.
Yeah,
you might got to ring up your own stuff.
No, Amazon but, shit already low.
Y'all bring your own bags. I hate that. Bring your own bags.
So like, deliver.
Yeah.
Let's keep it moving right along with number 7. We got that was Big Gumbo. Big Gumbo came through. And reintroduced us into crab leg pussy. If you know, you know. Check it out.
Like, this bitch is talking to Siri while she was getting fucked. That dick was whack.
Yeah, I know my dick is whack. I had to pinch a girl because my boys was listening and it's like, I had to pinch her. It's like, it's nothing I could do. She wasn't doing nothing at all. And another embarrassing thing. I'm horrible.
I just missed. Did you miss that? Because yeah, I have no idea what he just said.
He's a Virgo. I don't understand half the shit he said.
I couldn't. She wasn't doing nothing. She was just laying there.
Oh, like, so you had to pinch her during
just
sex?
Just get some type of scream or something.
Was she drunk, Wax? Did you take advantage of this woman?
She wasn't drunk at all.
He had to hear the, because he's a narcissist Virgo. No,
but I mean,
I'm not going to lie. I need to hear a little something, too.
And no man can sit there and have sex with a girl and she's not doing nothing. You're not going to build your pride. Sex is only for a man's pride, for a woman's pleasure. You see what I'm saying? So if you're just sitting there laying there...
Alex, I gotta listen to shit like this.
Matter of fact,
really quickly, this is the 200th episode. So that's a big ass. I just thought about that. So I had to listen to this bullshit 200 times at least. And I can't fucking believe. Listen to what he said to you. Sex is what?
For a man's pride and for a woman's pleasure. Wow. Because when we actually going in and out, if that shit felt good for us, the way it feel for y'all every time we do it, we busting in 2 seconds.
Y'all do sometimes.
Yeah, even head. It's like, I got to fake that, make you give you motivation. But at the end of the day, if that shit really felt that good, the way I act like it feel, I'm a nut in 2 seconds.
Oh,
I'm just rocking with you. I'm rocking with you to give you motivation. You know what I mean? You know, listen, when you first
need
doing
crab legs.
Listen.
You need some crab legs.
Good he pussy, is a crab.
See, crab legs is actually legs. Good pussy. You don't be with good pussy because good pussy ruin your life. You can't think without that shit. You can't go out nowhere.
No, I do want you, because we need to stay on topic, but I do want you to explain that to them really quickly, that you feel like you can't deal with a woman that has really good pussy.
The pussy can't be too good. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Like the good pussy, that's a girl I'm just fucking.
But why? Tell them why.
Because I know I can just get away from her. Like she going to fuck my brain up. She's like,
see, he's fucked up in the head.
Fucked up in the head, right?
Yeah. He's a narcissist.
No, why? Because... I'm a narcissist, but
narcissist.
It's like, you know how people insecure, I'm out of cure.
Okay,
you know
what
I'm saying? Because it's like I'm not the guy that ever got cheated on. I was a side guy. So when she was saying I'm going to yoga class, and my girl said she going to yoga, now I'm like, fuck you mean you going to yoga? The last girl I was fucking was going to yoga. You see what I'm saying? So insecure is no. I'm out of cure. I'm the guy that was on the outside looking in.
No, you're a narcissist because you know if you deal with a girl with good pussy, you're going to make her your first priority. A narcissist can't do that.
That's a fact. And that's a little sad that you can't control yourself.
Yeah.
Like, how you got
you
no self-control?
Or kin to her.
But you have no self-control, and that's a little weird to me.
What you mean?
Like, you're a grown-ass man, and you can't stop yourself from doing things that's not going to be beneficial to your fucking success.
What you mean? Like what?
You saying you're going to be chasing behind a bitch all the time?
No. That's why I know not to do that. Certain things I'm not going to do. I don't do coke because I say coke's a hell of a drug. I'm not going to put myself in that situation. I don't smoke. I don't drink coffee because I see how people don't talk to me unless I drink coffee.
Well, Luca's a crackhead.
You know what I'm saying? No, but you see
but
what I'm
saying?
But
you fuck bitches, though.
That's one of the cracks that I know that I need to chill.
But he don't like good crack.
He don't like good crack.
He don't like good crack.
He wants that crack.
He wants the nickel bag.
That's crazy.
It's only right because you know he wants to trade
bacon soda.
Who wants that though? Think about that. Isn't that weird as fuck? Mentally, that has to be a problem.
There's a lot of functions for crackheads.
He's fucked up.
Lies of crackheads.
You gotta find yourself.
Are you comparing yourself to a crackhead?
Well, when it comes down to certain things that I do like that I use as crack.
Get back into the topic. So what's your this guy? I can imagine fucking somebody and they're on the phone talking to Siri, doing whatever, like with some disrespectful, like Wax, I think is a little disrespectful. He says that he smokes a blunt while a girl gives him head.
I love it. I mean, that's how I start.
I seen on the internet, I can't remember, but the dude ash in the bitch's head.
Okay. Yo, his family. What she do, bite it?
Disrespectful for me is like nasty shit that I want you to do. Like maybe spit in my mouth, which I think is real nasty.
But if I fuck with you,
like we're going to do that.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
like that's disrespectful to me. But being on the phone with somebody, I'd be like, nah, your shit got to be trash. There's no way that I could talk on the phone and call Alex if I'm getting my shit fucking...
Wired.
You get what I'm saying? Like I couldn't understand. I couldn't understand somebody be like, Siri, next song. I'm like, nigga, what?
Amazing. Yeah,
like, niggas will do disrespect, like crazy shit. Like, Luca used to lick my eyeballs. Yo, I
was
like,
smoke weed. Now that's some disrespectful shit.
I mean, she loved it. So
but that should be sticky because he smoked so much weed.
I'm not gonna lie, that might be top three.
I used to duck girls' head into the sink in the cold water. That's whoa. That's great.
Yeah, why would he do something like this?
No, because of all the coldness, like when it goes a certain place of your body, the rest of the body try to get warm and explode.
Don't you love how he has all these theories that don't make sense?
I use them. No. Like, I would tell people, you have a problem like constipation, put your feet in cold water when you're taking a shit. Just put your feet in cold water and all the blood's going to flush down to your feet. So all this right here going to be vulnerable and weak, and you're going to have to take a shit.
Okay. All right. So, does he fuck with this girl moving forward or hell no?
Hell no.
Hell no, right?
She not building your pride, bro.
This bitch got a whole playlist and there's a bunch of niggas on there.
She from the project.
But I'm not even going to lie.
The streets, bro.
He was fucking her in a car. Like, that alone is like, nigga, what is happening here?
I mean, that used to be the good time.
That's what he wanted. That's what she wanted.
Yeah.
That's a little rough. Like, that to me, y'all ever fucked in a car?
Fuck yeah.
What are you talking about, Laura?
First time we had
she raped
sex,
me in the car. She fucked me in her car.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I took him down in my car.
I know that's right.
And he's been with me ever since.
Gangsta.
Crab legs.
Gangsta. Got him. The lemon peppers.
Yeah. He didn't even know he liked seafood.
I'm trying to be all cool and shit. She pull over. And I'm like, what the fuck is she pulling over for?
Yeah.
So she like, I ain't saying nothing. She just pull over and lay my chair back and get to work. I said, wow.
I know the fuck right.
And I ain't leave her ever since.
I know right. So any accidents almost ever happened like while you were driving and anything ever went down? Because it happened to me, so that's what I'm trying to see if
I'm giving him head and he's been like swerved or whatever.
But did you die?
No.
Did you die, though?
I died from the head.
No, but he has 9 lives.
I know that. How many left? How many left?
I don't know. He's almost there. I got like
how about you, Wack?
I got head from, I was giving a girl head and she just got.
You gave a girl head while she was driving?
No. Not in the driving. I was talking about like really embarrassing. I was thinking about like, damn, should I even tell this one? Like I was getting her, I was eating her out. This is young. And she just got up. Why was putting the condom on? I'm trying to put the condom on and shit.
So it was that bad?
This nigga's a bunch.
I had a fucking sagging. Listen, the crazy part about it, the condom was sagging so much on my meat.
Stop.
Because you know I got to switch my condoms. Like, I need a tuxedo. I fucking try to get a Magna Impressor. It's like, you don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So I guess you see me try to put a saggy ass condom on my shit.
And she got up and just walked. And then what happened after that?
My boys is out there. So it's like, yo, what happened? I'm like, I nutted fast. But man, I ain't get no
Gloria,
pussy.
What you smoking?
I could not tell
I'm
her
I'm smoking
that.
On gumbo because I'm not a Dumbo.
How was
it? Fire. That's the only thing I fuck with now.
All right, so I fucked up. That was actually number 8. And this one right here is actually number 7. Producers produce sometimes, you know? My bad. Again, we're all human. But number 7, that's when we had Marcus Banks join us. And, you know, they talked about Wax L'Oreal and Marcus Banks talked about, you know, separating business from friendships and how people should be learning their lesson after they get beat up. Check it out.
Yeah, like maybe in real life, everybody's not a snake. Like, I don't think everybody's a bad person.
No.
But when it comes to business, I don't trust motherfuckers at all.
It
I don't give
you
a it could be your mama. And I love my mama.
When you're loyal to a fault,
that's the hurtful part.
And then when you get bit like that,
loyal in relationships. But I'm not loyal when it comes to business stuff. Because
no, I'm just
nobody
saying,
loyal
to you learn your lessons. You learn your
and
lessons.
Then the business comes and then you really see their true colors.
Yeah, you learned your lesson, right? Exactly. I learned a hard lesson. I learned a hard lesson many of times where thank God I had certain people that had my back that got me out of situations. You know what I mean? And who wants to do that? But you get to the point where you have to because for real, like people will really play with your shit.
Yeah.
And like they'll play with you, with your heart. And that's one thing. Mm. But when I can't eat because you was playing with me, you break my heart all you want. But me being homeless and my mother not being able to.
Just don't break the wrong thing.
That's not going to happen. So that's what I mean. I'm loyal over here. I'm loyal to a fault over here. Yeah. Like I might be fucked up emotionally, but I'm not finna let you fuck me up this way.
Yeah,
and I've been fucked up. That's how I know not to do that again. So that, it to me,
you live and you learn,
in what
man.
Space? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, in what space? But when it comes to this, would I be the grooms? And it's funny because you wouldn't even get me on the phone to even ask.
Yeah, I punch you in your face. You already know I want to punch you in your face.
Yeah, like, and it's not even about that. It's like my energy is going to show you don't ever ask me to fucking nothing.
Now I would have punched you in your face that day at the spot.
Nah, you know what? I can see why. I can see why.
I'm the high
But let
role.
Me tell you, he know way more. He know way more than that. And if he's going to tell that,
That's why I broke your shit. I know how to stop you in your track. There's a certain place to hit you. You stop you in this track. No. I got it.
I don't think so. Because when his shit healed, trust me, I've seen niggas in a hospital bed and they still get out and say some shit about the niggas. Yeah. Like, you got your ass booked. Whoop, nigga. And you still talking.
Yeah. PSTD.
Keep it real.
Once you got PSTD, bro, I guarantee
it's
you.
It's PSD. It's PTSD. You got me saying it back.
PTSD. I guarantee you.
Papa Tango, Sam Delta.
But I bet you when you got that shit right there, when you see a fucking Mack truck, I bet you ain't gonna want to go across that street again.
Yeah.
You see what you got hit by? I guarantee you, shit stops.
But we've seen a lot of people get their ass whooped and still talk shit.
They mental problems. like shit got hit in the first place. Like, they fucked up.
Like, I've been jumped. I done did it all in this game. You know what I'm saying?
And right person they get you.
I'm glad not. You know what
I'm saying? Somebody
and I've been, like, we were talking about rappers. Like, I've been in brawls.
No. The right person going to break your fingers, break your fucking
shit.
What
is he talking about? Somebody why?
Going, you know what I'm saying? No, why would they do it?
No. I'm like, saying, if you come across the right person, if I really want this motherfucker to shit the fuck up and stop, I ain't going to just smack him. Because he's going to come back from a smack.
Nah, but if you break come back from shit, bullet shots.
Smack, like, spitting, mushing me, I got to go the extra way. Like, it,
coming
I can't,
back. You have
I,
to
No, it's
back.
Happening back.
It's going right there. It's going
my
down.
My mom is a strict Jamaican. I can't even go home and tell her.
Like, yo,
not happening, son. No.
People come back from anything. I thought about that with Dolph. Like, I hate the Dolph situation. Mm-hmm. But after we know who they accused of doing 100 shots, he made a song called 100 Shots. Yeah. Like, motherfuckers don't, like, you could beat motherfuckers up, shoot motherfuckers. Look at 50. He got shot how many times? And niggas still talking, fuck niggas that shot me. Like, niggas don't.
Yeah, but he moves a little bit more
now,
careful than
for sure.
He had a bulletproof vest on.
But he was outside.
I get it, protecting your head.
Nigga, you got shot in your face.
I think it's more if I take you, when I catch you in the bathroom or with your pants down, I call it. I'm just saying. When I catch you man to man.
Or when you out of bounds.
You see what I'm saying? Out of bounds. I think you'd be like, you know what? You ain't get me, and you could have tore my ass up, and you could have really got. I ain't got no choice, but just so certain ways to kind of skin a cat.
You are
comes
very
down.
Comfortable with yourself because the way you say things, I be like, "Hey, yo," but it's like I know what you mean.
Not because
like,
he
tear
really,
your ass up and all. I get what you mean.
Nah, he really means.
No, I know what you mean.
No, he know what I mean.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Anyone else would be like, yo.
No.
I get what you say. You're really a bully.
No,
she's the bully.
No, he means really tear that ass up. He has a song.
No.
Twerk.
I know what you mean.
Twerk.
No, that's what I mean.
Okay.
No,
twerk.
Do like
twerk. Twerk. What is the name of his song?
Big as hell. Yo, listen.
Damn, wait, that nigga dick big as hell is exactly the words to the song.
You bro, don't song listen.
And you just was shaking his hand with his shitty ass, dicky ass hand.
I got sanitizer.
Marcus Banks is a wild boy, man. They say he looked like Tupac. Oh, man, we're going to keep it moving right along. And let's talk about that time Nick Buck stopped by. Nick Buck, L'Oreal questioned Nick Buck on his relationships, and he said that he's single. And he's single because he's focusing on his work. Check it out.
I don't be liking people, though. Like that.
But you
it take a lot for me to like you, though. Like you is crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you or love you is crazy.
Okay, but hold up. Fuck you, but not like you.
Y'all do that to us?
What do you mean?
Y'all could do that. Y'all could fuck us and not like us.
Yeah, girls like, can
I
do that shit.
I just want to get my rocks off. You know?
I mean, certain people, it depends on what your situation is, but like, I don't, my shit don't move unless I like you. Like, I can't fuck with somebody I don't like. That shit don't work right.
Yeah. I mean, you ever had a situation where it's like you always wanted to do it? And like when you probably was younger, like, damn, when I get older, like, whoa, I'm gonna fuck this nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then you get that age and then he probably not the same, but you just do it just because you always want to.
Yeah, but then
a
you
lot
still
of that
like
shit
him.
Happen. No, you don't. It'd be like, what the fuck I was thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, I get what you're saying. It's still not as fun. I feel like you like the person. It's way fucking better. The other shit a waste of time.
No, I wanted to fuck my teacher and then when I got older, she just ain't look the same.
Yeah.
She was probably whack then.
Yeah, it's much older.
She was probably whack before, but she was just fucking
I was in first grade. I was in first grade that I got in college. I'm like, oh, nah.
First grade. Man, you was a little horny nigga.
Yeah, don't do that.
Now, I was getting molested since I was like 4 to 9. You know what I'm saying? So that shit is
you
like,
serious, though?
No, I'll do so.
That's serious. That's all. Yeah,
I got a bunch of sisters and all their friends. Like, they always, like, I was like the guinea pig and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like
sad as shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's, yeah, damn. Wow. But,
that's why he. I know
I mean,
he
don't
just
feel sorry for me. I promise
no,
you, I'm okay.
Nah, because that's crazy though.
You know what it helped me do? Like you right. said, I don't really don't give a fuck. Pussy would never do it for me. Right. Like just because you got good pussy, I'm never gonna be pussy whipped. Good pussy is never gonna do it to me. Yeah. You got to have so much more to get me.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's, you got to know how to cook and wash clothes.
It's funny you say that because I saw because that's all that matters. I
it's
saw
better than that.
That interview with Lil Yachty where he said like sex doesn't move him, sex is not important to him, he doesn't have to have it.
It's
how long did you go without having sex, or have you gone without having sex?
Shit, as long as I, you know, I want, like as long as I want.
What does that mean?
If I ain't pursuing it, it's like I don't know. I be on and off with that shit. Like 1 minute I'm probably horny super and want to go days,
yeah.
And then I'd be like, I turn it off, like. Man, I ain't even on that right now.
Like, have you ever taken a break from sex?
Hell yeah. I think I'm on a break right now.
Are you? Yeah, is this a forced break? Or
nah,
this
he did one more again. One more again.
I'm just working right now. I got a project coming out next month. So,
that's the focus.
We got to cut that shit off real quick. I can't be chasing pussy and shit.
Nah, it's definitely a different drug.
That's an hour of my day.
But you're not in a relationship? I thought you were in a relationship.
Nah, I'm not in a relationship.
But you were?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, how do you decide when you're going to post someone?
I ain't posting nobody.
You didn't?
I did. You
have posted, so you can't say you ain't.
Nah, I'm not doing that no more.
Okay.
Yeah.
What made you do it then?
I mean, that's my family. That's somebody I was with that I took serious. My daughter's mom. You know?
So that's different.
So, yeah, that's family. That's not even a girl. That's like, you know, we so much more than that. So why not? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just to let people know if you play with this one, it's
I'm gonna get you.
To the full.
That's all that's supposed to be for the niggas. You
to
know
the
what
max.
Saying?
Like, we going all the way with this.
If I post this nigga right here, I'm gonna fuck all y'all up.
Yes, sir. That was dope, man. I like Neek Bucks. That was cool dude, humble dude, funny dude, man.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Next on the list, we got when my boy Tobias Eat stopped by, man. Hope you guys followed him after the episode. He's a great person to follow. Hilarious. He goes around with the New Jersey Devils, New York Giants. Just to be eating and drinking, man. What a life to live. But in this clip, he actually talked about trying to slow down and, you know, not having to do everything for social media. And perhaps might be in a relationship, but not right now because he's focusing on his work. Take a look.
I mean, you got to support the person if they want to do stuff. Like me personally, I have so much obvious access to food. People invite me to all this stuff. But personally, I'm trying to take a step back. Not drink every single time I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, have a seltzer. I don't need to drink to have fun. You know what I mean? It's just hard though, because going to restaurants is very intimate, you know?
Yeah,
like if I'm gonna bring a girl out, like what else are we gonna do for the first day? Should we just walk somewhere? Or can I bring you
a nice walk?
Or can I bring you to a dinner, really get to conversate with you, talk to you over a beautiful meal?
But that's liars.
I think
people who the first couple of dates, if you're bringing somebody to dinner and sit across from them, all they be doing is lying to each other. And really just making our representatives feel
lying?
So amazing. Because that's what it is. I haven't smashed yet. If you really want to know, if you really want to know this motherfucker, fuck the first date and let's see what you get. I bet you know everything. Yeah, fuck the first date. And I bet you know exactly who this motherfucker is. All that talking they say they're going to do and all this at dinner. Look, I could do that. Oh, you doing this? I'm all excited about what you got going on. Oh, yeah, this and that. That nigga ain't fucked.
You should fuck the first date, but you should wait to have the first date until you're sure you want to really fuck that person. Because, like, I've gotten to know people more that I thought I might have wanted to fuck the first time I met them. And I was like, thank God. Thank God.
And then you had to pee and get up beside the car with his trip.
Oh, my God. No, and it's more. You said what?
I got to go to the bathroom.
What'd you just say?
I said, I forgot what I said.
What did he say?
He was starting to jerk off on camera.
Okay.
I said, oh, y'all go somewhere, and before he fucked, you find out that he got a little shrimp because he ran out the car, he got to go to the bathroom.
No, 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 no. No, it's mainly because I get to know the person more, and I hate them as a person.
Oh, yeah. The more I know about you, the more I hate you.
But that's why I say before you even go on your first date, I want to get to know people before I go on the first date. No, I know that's weird, but
fuck you before I don't like
text, you. We go on whatever, and then we go on a date, and then that's when I decide for real. But, like, sometimes when I get to know a motherfucker, I be like, thank you, Jesus. I dodged the motherfucking bullet.
Yeah.
So fucking on the first day is not always the best thing.
For
but
women.
That's my longest, like, my longest relationship. Yeah,
100%. Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, every girl that I've actually talked to, I feel like it's like I went out with the squad. You know, maybe one of the girls that I know brought her friends.
Peace.
You know what I'm saying? We all went out, had a good time.
Like, yeah.
We fucked.
Yes.
We woke up in the morning. All right, let's go get brunch.
Dope. And then you know what I mean? Together.
And then you kind of just stay together. Yeah.
Yeah.
For real? So you don't have one night stands.
I mean, I'm not gonna say that.
You're in Miami, right?
But,
yeah, but that might be your girlfriend next week because you know how does that work?
This lifestyle, I can't have no girlfriend.
No, like,
nah, I'm way too focused on grinding, making my money, doing all that. I don't have time to give myself to a woman that way.
I feel like guys.
You know what I mean?
I'm a heavy lover,
100%.
I love love.
Why do guys say stuff like that? That sounds so crazy.
Because
you can do both.
Well, you gonna get somebody not full of themselves. I'm saying you want 100% of the man to keep his focus on you. If you want him to also go out and get that money, he can't do both.
You have to do both because who the fuck wants somebody to be 100% only focused on them and not working? That's life. You know, I don't never want nobody.
So that means I'm only giving 50% of my job or my grinding. Because I got to give that to you. You need to have it.
So you either got to have somebody in your face 24/7 or in a job 24/7?
The more you like me, the more you want me around, the more you want to be like not worrying about money. I know girls who don't give a fuck about money. Don't want me to go out and do nothing. Just stay home and cuddle or lay around.
That's not true because then they want to lay somewhere. And where's that going
to
be at?
They don't understand that, though. They don't understand that, though. You don't understand what it really takes for a man to go out in these streets.
Again, then that's not the partner for you. That's why you need somebody that's giving 50-52. All that shit going to be 100%.
She giving 52%?
Damn.
Yeah. You giving 50-50, right? So
you said 50-52.
You giving 50% to her and 50% to your job, from what you say. And she giving 50% to you. And you going to get that 100% one way or another. I keep telling you, you be having the wrong partners.
I hear you. I
mean, so when you get the right partner, you don't never feel like you taking away from nothing. Respect. Like, I know, like, with me, I feel like if anything, it's like building. Like, if I don't feel like I'm building with somebody, we should be able to help build each other up and build together.
That's why we here.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Y'all keep thinking, like, well, now because you got this negative mindset these past few months where you're, like, taking away from taking away.
No, it doesn't.
But I feel like most guys, y'all think like that until y'all meet someone that adds to your situation.
That's amazing.
Correct. And that's amazing. I mean, I always feel like if you feel at some point like you really do want to give yourself to somebody and you feel that way, then it'll just happen naturally.
It gotta make
you can't force it. You know what I mean? Never. Like
no.
You gotta vibe.
No? Yeah, I never think you feel like it. I feel like it comes along and then you're like, oh shit, this is it. Because you don't just sit there and be like, all right, fuck it. I'm gonna get a 50. Here come the bitch with the other 50. Like, that's not how it works. Nah. It's just kind of like, and it mostly happens when you don't need, want, or think you're going to ever have it.
Yeah.
And then that's when it comes and you're like, shit, I wasn't looking for this, but fuck, it's perfect. It happens
just like that, man.
But you being negative and in a negative mindset, sometimes we push things away from us.
I try not to be negative, but I try to, and like you said, I try to not to bring my old relationships or old situations
I had. Yes, y'all do. You have, what is it?
PSTD.
Okay.
That shit fucks your life up, man.
What is it again?
You ever had PSTD?
Listen, bro, that's
off a relationship.
100%
Yes,
it's 1,000% PTSD.
PSTD. I don't know.
PSTD is the right one.
The STD.
But it's just like, man, like I need to. For example, you're right. I just came back from Miami, right, uh-huh. to go do some business on the weekend. That I found about last minute.
We didn't hear what you know what I mean.
But that's how it is. Go
ahead, you know what I mean? So I get an opportunity, I'm gonna get up and go.
Yes, for sure.
Now I've had PSTD because when I've been with a female and I gotta get up and go, now she's screaming at me saying, well, we had dinner reservations, what happened? And I'm like, well, I gotta go.
I gotta go.
You yeah, know, see, that's like, when I be feeling like that's not your person.
That's
like,
right.
You got to be understanding. Somebody, like, don't get me wrong, somebody could be upset because you did have plans. That's one thing. You can't get upset with somebody for being having emotions, right? That's what I always tell people. Like, yes. A reaction is one thing, but screaming and yelling, then that's toxic.
That's where it's toxic. That
yes. But for them to be a little upset, it's okay. If I was looking forward to something, I have a reaction.
Believe it, we a little upset too because we let you down. If we really love you and I let you 100%. Down, I'm like, I have to go do this. Like, damn, I know. You know what? Call a couple of your friends that's married. That ain't out here sucking dick.
Yeah, yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Correct. Those are the best people correct. To get advice correct. From.
Yeah.
I get my advice from my married friends.
Yes. If you if you got your girl and all her friends is whores.
Right.
You still staying with her?
Well, think about who she's hanging out with.
Thank you. Like, I need you to drop all. If I put a ring on your finger, I'm expecting everybody to be either married or also engaged to her. Any of your friends that's, I'm saying, you got to like, you know, we're not of that no more.
No, it shouldn't even just be whore. Sometimes people mentalities are different. They could be married and married for the wrong reasons. It's certain people that you just don't want around. Not even just around, but sometimes it's good to have those friends. But like, I have friends that like, I know good and damn well if I'm going through something with my nigga, I'm not going to tell them.
No.
And they're good friends. Right. But it's certain, everybody not for every situation. Reasons. Yeah. It's different reasons why I would. First of all, not everybody even gonna understand your situation, and which it not everybody's gonna think how you think. So that's why I say, like, my married friends, like, those will be my go-to where I'm like, all right, if this is somebody that I'm thinking of on that level, I'm going to talk to somebody that's married.
Yes. Yep.
And that's really because that's how I look at him or whatever. That's how I would move. Now, if it's a nigga that I don't give a fuck about, I'm about to ask my ancient friend.
Girls
be plotting, Girls be plotting sometimes. You're sitting here saying, yeah, I don't know about him no more. Now, all of a sudden, she wants to be my friend.
What do you mean?
Like, I've been in situations where here's the girl, we're not getting along, it's not gonna work out. So she's complaining to her friend about it. Now her friend's DMing me.
Bitches are shy.
You know what I mean?
I know why you treat my girl like that. You so bad. Why you so bad? Yo,
that's throwing the ass in there.
We gotta talk.
Yeah, let's talk. We gotta get this girl past. Or even it could even be fucked up when you try to help get a wedding ring for your girl.
Yep.
Or her birthday present. So me and you gonna go out to go get a birthday present.
That's trouble. Don't do that.
Nah, what the fuck are you going out to go get a birthday present?
That's because your best friend know what you want.
Yeah.
No, see, like, my best friend is a shopper. That's what she does. And you can hit my best friend. And she can tell you everything I want, okay? All the bags, the shoes. But, like, she ain't got to go nowhere. She real funny, too. She'll be like, what the fuck you want to go somewhere with me for? I'll send you pictures, nigga.
See, I like pick that girl. That's respect. Like respect. Yeah.
Nah, but here's the thing. Even the niggas be so cool. Like, I don't look at my peoples like that. If you my friend in this day and age, it took a lot to be my friend.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? So I done already know. If we was like early 20s, then yeah, I would be like, them bitches was shifling. I don't know who was y'all fuck who. But in my older years, if y'all still doing that shit, that's crazy. And I don't mean older because we ain't that much older than it. But what I'm looking at is like, we grown as fuck. If you still feel like you gotta connive and fuck with my nigga on the first of all, y'all can have each other. Let me give y'all the blessing. Get the fuck away from me.
I'm gonna hit you with a crowbar, bro.
I wouldn't even do nothing because for real, you just saved my life.
It's kind of disrespectful,
100%, because they're gonna end up doing that shit to themselves. Regardless, because that's just how you is.
I'm real heavy on respect. Period. You know what I'm saying? Certain things just. Certain people, man, just, I'd rather you make me mad or upset don't hurt my feelings. And yep. that right there would definitely hurt my feelings if yep. I looked at you a certain way. Because if you my people's, believe me, I looked out for you some type of way. 100%. Yeah. How.
Yeah.
Throughout this time, that's just the type of dude I am. I'm going to look at you and be like, yo, you need this. Or if I'm going towards something, I'm like, oh, not my dude or whatever. I'll try everything to try to put you, if you my people's.
Yep, yep, yep.
So if you do some dumb shit like that or some sly shit, it ain't got to be with my bitch. It could be with some bread or even my kid or anything. Yep. I'm going to fuck you up. The closer you are to me, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yep.
Okay, I get that. But for real, what's really going to fuck somebody up is just not fucking with them. And I know you feel like that's, motherfuckers be hurt like a motherfucker when you don't fuck with them no more.
But you know what? And that's what it is. Listen, you owe me $500 and you want to pretend like you don't. I don't care. I don't need the money like that. If you're worth $500, that's you.
That's it.
That's all you worth.
I'm not worth $500. That's it.
$500 to get the fuck that's away it. From me.
100%.
I paid you to leave me alone.
100%.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't need no friends. I need to figure out who my friends are.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know what I mean?
But
like
that's what I said. I would be like, good. Thank you. Oh, shit. Y'all goodbye. Fuck with each other. Oh, shit. Look at y'all.
All
look
that at shit. Like,
y'all so
you,
cute.
You put so much effort into someone. Like, because I'm like you. We was talking about this even off camera before. It's respect. Like, in an argument, I don't curse at you. So please don't curse at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't think if we have an argument, because if I'm going to date somebody, then I'm going to date them. I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to fuck around. No. We're going to.
First 6 months.
Correct.
I'm not. So wait, yeah, so you're a faithful person.
100%.
Oh, wax isn't.
I'm a.
First 6 months.
You got 6 months. I just think.
Wax is a piece of shit.
No, I'm trying.
He said first 6 months. Don't lie. First 6 days.
No. First 6 months. Like, word up. If you don't do no bullshit, I could do a year with you. But I want it like, let's do 6 months at a time. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then the next 6 months, if we continue to keep doing these 6 months things, we all right. Mm-hmm. If somebody could tell you right now, yo, you got to go to jail for 2 days.
He's annoying.
The first day you get in there, you might do push-up. You all right? Because you know you only got 2 days.
Yep.
If somebody tell you got 20 years, the second you walk in there, you sick throwing up.
But I'm saying every 6 months a different person.
No. Every 6 months, I think we should renew our thing, but you have the option to leave. You see what I'm saying? Once you know you got an option to leave, it's like starting all the way back over again. But yo.
I mean, you're right. That honeymoon phase looks gorgeous.
So keep having a honeymoon stage over and over and over and over again.
How long does the honeymoon phase last?
I think like 6 months.
I feel like that's a good amount of time. By that time, y'all have vacation probably together or gone somewhere cool.
Yep.
Y'all been boo loving.
You smell her doo-doo.
You're starting to put it on the story. Yep, you smell her doo-doo.
So what? And no, you don't. Girls don't do that.
You know if she flush her tampons or put in the garbage.
Everything.
Without tissue on it or not.
What do y'all
flush that shit. I'm not talking about that shit.
I honestly have just never seen it. I don't know if girls go.
God bless you, bro.
Oh, my God. Just disappear.
Except for once.
I was like a psychic. I'm going to tell you why. This is disgusting. But the other day, like, I was rushing, and I thought about it, and I was like, yo, did I flush my tampon? So I really had to call my dude like, yo, this is really disgusting. And I promise you, I've never done. I said, go in the bathroom and just flush the toilet. Like, don't look at the toilet. But I didn't. It wasn't there. But I had to tell him just in case. You get what I'm saying? Because what if he lifted it up and saw it? I would have died. So the best thing to do
my
was
motherfuckers
for me to,
don't give a fuck. I opened the thing and say shit.
You would have still opened it.
That's how you know you love the motherfucker. You see what I'm saying?
Nah,
yeah, come on.
You gotta flush the toilet.
Nah, if you leave a turd in there and I see nasty ass and I still fuck you that night. That's how you know he loves.
That's love. No, I agree.
That is disgusting.
You gotta leave it in there sometime, L'Oreal. See if this nigga like you nasty ass and leave. He don't love you, fam.
No, I literally, he started laughing. I was like, just
play. He love you.
I was so embarrassed.
He love you.
I was so embarrassed talking about it, but I had to talk about it.
Yes.
Because it's nasty.
Well, you found out the man love you. That's great.
Yeah. So look how cute and giggly you are right now talking about it.
No, it's disgusting.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying?
All right, we're back. You know, we're going to keep moving down the list. This next video clip I put together, this is from when Rocky stopped by. Yeah, so L'Oreal, you know, believe it or not, I can't see it, but she was actually on Love & Hip Hop New York years ago on like the first season or something. And I just feel like she's evolved so much that it's hard to believe that she was on such a ratchet. Oh my gosh. I wouldn't be able to survive on that shit. If I was a cast member on that. I just feel like whoever makes that out of there live, could make it through anything. So this clip is from when Rocky came and visited us and they talked about life on set of Love & Hip Hop. Check it out.
So I know we had a conversation once upon a time, and you had what's up with you and Joe Budden? Just in case y'all don't know, like me and Rocky was on Love and Hip Hop together.
We were.
Okay.
One of the realest. And I say one of the realest because there wasn't really many real crickets. Characters. Yeah, super crickets.
We she didn't like anyone down. The same. Like, the, whoever you don't like, I really don't like either.
Period.
Yeah, and still, to this day, I still don't like these motherfuckers.
Day.
I make sure.
I don't even like being affiliated.
Me neither. And that's, you know, that's my quote. And like, I look at you, like me and you are probably like one of the only people that I kept a relationship with. Everybody else that I just looked at was just faking for the show.
It's funny how it works. It's like the realest ones are the ones that have a problem with the show. Everybody else was just a messy
They're like, what do you mean? Like, it was great.
It's the best thing ever.
Like, what the hell? Yeah. I feel like I understood the Cardi B situation because she played it how she was supposed to play, right?
But she had a blueprint already and she came in with a team.
So when we came in, it was a lot of swindling going on. Like, listen, this is not what we want for the next season. Because we came as the second coming, right? Because it was Chrissy, Emily, and them. And then we were the second coming, but they were fighting the shit. Kimbella, and they were like, yo, we don't want that. Like, we really want. And then, like, day one, we was fighting the shit. Like, I'm like, what the hell?
The crazy is that they say they didn't want that. But, you know, when we behind the scenes in production, do this, do that.
But remember when they had me signing different papers saying I was in a...
I'm surprised you didn't fight.
Well, I had different papers that said, first of all, I couldn't even have nobody within... It was something crazy, like 100 feet of the filming cameras.
In the city. Right.
In the
city. And we filming in Manhattan.
My niggas is with their whole family and shit. Right, and it's just me by myself. It was mad. Because one of the people that was on the cast, I tried to say that I was in a gang. So that's what it
gang,
was.
Gang.
Yeah, she said I was in a gang, so they were scared and didn't want.
That was probably the worst experience of my life.
Yours and mine both. I say it every time. It gave me a whole different outlook on so many different things.
Peace. Especially for my situation, like me, Tahiri, and Joe, we came in together knowing what the storyline was going to be. And
you thought you knew what it was going
to
be.
We thought. Well, what I really thought was I knew him and I knew her. I didn't know that once that red light on that camera comes on, people
you don't know
switch
nobody.
The hell up.
Oh, you don't know.
And
nobody.
They had that. It was like the Hunger Games. There was alliances, and before you know it, like, oh shit, I'm the eyeball.
I'm the only motherfucker that didn't discuss this scene.
And because I'm real deal. Like, they'd be like, line up with her. She got your back. I'm like, but I don't like this bitch. I don't like nothing about her. That's so I'm on my own. So it's the worst.
And they push you because they push you to fuck with who they want you to fuck with, how they want the story to
go. And it'd be somebody who you would never in real life ever, ever, ever fuck with.
I knew almost every single person that was on that show before we started filming except Rocky, and she's the only one I still speak to.
Yep. And I didn't know anybody.
I knew all of them, and I didn't fuck with none of them, really. Right. Like, it was weird because the only one I did kind of fuck with end up being the one I don't fuck with the most, and that's, I don't know what the fuck. But it was, again, like, you saw the utilization of being like, well, I could twist this into that.
Yeah.
Like, even realistically, when that girl put me in that book that sold, like, 3 copies and shit.
Oh, that one, that
one. Which I seen her the other day, and she wouldn't even look my way.
She's still alive?
Yeah, I was...
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What?
Anyway, so...
What's so crazy is, though, it's been 10 years... 11, almost if we count how long we were filming. Because people don't even.
Yeah.
And still, people are still attached to these storylines. I'm like,
bring it up all the time. The light is the right skin. All the time.
Even if the storylines were real, which 90% of them, they're not. Right.
Do you know why they bring it up, though, Rocky? Because they're fucking available on Tubi. And let me explain something to you. When we signed these contracts, there was no streaming services. So I think that everybody that has a reality show contract from before, we need to all sit down and it's giving class action. Yeah. Right. You know, because
somebody just did something like that.
I've tried a few times now.
I don't understand.
Because it ruins my life. Every time a marathon comes up and it's like a new batch of people watching it for the first time, I'm back to being that person.
You know they call
me. From 10, 11... Oh, I got the call.
They tried to get me to come. Okay, so they ran down on me. They called me. They emailed me. They harassed me.
Yeah.
And the answer was no every time.
Never.
I said, that doesn't align with my brand.
Never.
Anymore. But, I was saying that, like, the girl that wrote the book, never did she have anything about me initially in the book.
Mm-hmm.
She added that in because she was going to get a scene. Remember, she only did like 3-4 episodes.
Right.
So in order for her to get more episodes, they wrote a fake
excerpt. Because what people don't realize is in order to get paid on Love & Hip Hop, you gotta sign your contract. Episode. You have to appear on each episode, which, by the way, I was the only person to this day to be on all 15.
Yeah.
But I was getting kicked like a goddamn rabbit dog.
Nah, remember, they suspended me from filming.
Yeah.
When we caught her outside of filming.
But I was like, I'm going to get every single one of these goddamn checks. I didn't realize how much of an impression it was going to leave. Like, y'all really believe this shit? Oh. But it's crazy. Like, the ones that, those that could see through the smoke and mirrors, the ones that really matter. Like, I got some major deals. And I've been brought into production. You know, like film studios. Yeah. And I'm like, why me? Like, I'm just coming off Love & Hip Hop. They're like, we can see through the smoke and mirrors. We know what production does. Peace, like, you're ill. You stood on your own against an entire cast. Like, we need you.
It was pretty bad.
The first deal I got, I was actually the liberal in a political show with Al Sharpton, Kadar Massenberg. And I was like, how did y'all put me in this? Like, how did I go from Love & Hip Hop to the NAACP in a political show? But that's just how, you know.
But it worked out that way.
It's been working out. It's 10 years down. I got people that are like, oh, you know, we never seen her like hosting the parties and she don't be at the. No, because I traveled to 47 countries. Ooh. Like, I've been living.
I know that. I'm looking for my belt. I ain't having my belt no more. I know. Like,
there's only 47 countries?
Yes. That's like, I've been out of the country and needed a whole new passport while I was gone because there was no more room.
Mm. I know, like, that's right.
Yeah.
So did Floyd expedite the passport?
Floyd is an amazing person when it comes to, you know, being generous and giving people experiences. And I know people have their ideas of who he is and who, but there's one thing I will forever be grateful. I went to places that I would never, I don't care how rich I am, I would never say, oh, I'm going to go to Schlossenberg, Germany.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been to places that were never on my list of places to go. So I'll always be grateful for that. Also going private too is an amazing
thing. It's a total different experience. Do you still hang out with him? Or?
Not hang out per se. Right now he's in the middle of his Sims.
Yeah.
And he's growing and he's evolving. He and I, actually, my birthday's on Friday. We share the same exact birthday.
No way.
Yeah. So actually,
is
the last.
Christmas?
February 24th.
Oh.
The last.
Did he just say Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas
he's stuck
been
in the time, but it's okay. It happens. So while I was working with Floyd, the last, 8 years? Eight birthdays, my birthday was completely canceled because I was part of like his planning committee and it all becomes
whole birthday
all about, it's all about, I'm like, y'all don't got to give me no birthday cake, no nothing. But I know that, you know, it's going to be extended. The niceties and generosity.
That would be my damn birthday.
Especially if you have the same birthday.
Yeah. I lived an amazing last decade, honestly.
That's
like,
fire.
I went underground. I didn't feel like the public deserved me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so my dream as a child was always to be like the biggest on radio. Radio was always my shit. And so it was Wendy Williams and Angie Martinez. And I'm like, I want to be there when I grow up. And then I did Love & Hip Hop and I got a taste of how nasty the public could be and for no reason. And I was like, hold on, I don't deserve that. So instead of me fighting in that uphill battle, I was just like, you know what, I'm going to do something else. And I'm talented in many different ways. So I just worked all my talents to the best of my ability. And when I tell you I've come up, I haven't missed a meal. You know, yeah. I'm perked up. I got perks. Wait, hold on. Nowadays,
perks.
What up, though? So we're back. And talking about who's on drugs, you know, somebody that might have been on drugs when they came and visited us was my boy Kwame from the Kwame Says podcast, man. If you remember, he was on Love & Hip Hop. Psych, take that, rewind. He was on I Love New York. I don't see that much of a difference. All poison for the brain if you watch cable TV. But yeah, he was on I Love New York as a contestant, Legally Blind guy. You guys remember, we had two parts. Some of you guys loved it. Some of you guys are like, what the hell am I watching? I get it. You had to be there. Actually, you might not have wanted to been there. He had dildos on him, everything. That was a crazy episode.
And but this clip right here is basically him telling a story on how he became a contestant on I Love New York. Check it out.
Did you have sex with New York?
Nah. Tongue kissed the fella ass, grabbed the titties. I ain't fucking.
Did she reach out to you after the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
She had called me. It was a 360 number. Maybe. I don't think I got nah, I mean, I don't got a number.
That's cool.
On the phone, but I would have gone. But now it's a 360 number.
Okay.
I think she went out, she just called. I said, oh, what up, girl, whatever. Right? Mm-hmm. And then, right? So now, this is how I know that don't take TV shit personal. Because then she was like, the bitch was like, yo, this nigga mouth tastes like mucus. I had to get my tongue scraper.
Hilarious.
So I called her and cursed her. I said, bitch, you was on my dick. You called me. Hey, the fuck you mean? The fuck out of here. What you mean, tongue scraper? You the one that kissed me. Because I took the flowers or whatever. Whatever. She tongue kissed me. And she tried to play like I tried to do it does. I cursed out. And then Taylor May, he was fucking, she was fucking with him at the time. So then he called me like, yo, bro, yo, don't take it personal. So then I ain't know. It was all fun and game. That's why I should have went with the politics, but I didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not doing that. Because Taylor May was like, yo, bro, let's me and you be partners and start trouble in the crib, make everybody fight. I'm like, and lie. I'm not doing that, son. So I game.
So you said I'm gonna start trouble by myself.
Yeah.
I ain't doing it with you, nigga. I'm gonna do this shit by myself, nigga.
No, that's funny. So like, and how did you even get on that show?
Oh, it was a
That was back in the day, like before reality TV was what it is now.
Nah, what happened? All right, so boom. So me and my two mans, we was on 42nd.
Not Street. Q.
No, I even noticed this nigga was like fucking 10 years old.
I'm about to say, he's probably never even seen an episode.
Yeah. Right, a rerun. So then I'm on the deuce with me and my man, we chilling.
Peace,
right?
Peace.
So we bagged this bitch. Bitch was popping fire. My man was like, yo, this is the type of bitch Jay-Z would get because she was popping.
Can you see her Tiffany? At the time?
Yeah, I could see her at the time.
Peace.
No, some bitch in the street.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I bagged it. And my niggas, they on my dick. Like, yo, they said, let me talk to her. They go on my phone, get the bitch number and all that. I'm like, where you at? I'm at the crib. I'm at the hotel. Go to the hotel. Boom. So now it's a bitch across the street, like on the corner, like she's selling pussy and shit.
Okay.
She's sitting around the corner. So I go across the street. So I go close. I say, it's not a bitch, it's a nigga.
Yeesh.
Oh, I say, yo, you know what Hotel A that? Oh, it's right there. Who you gonna see? I said, I'm about to see my man's shit, man. I don't have a problem with gay people. That's what I got.
Okay, it's a transsexual woman.
Transsexual woman. Boom, boom,
boom. Okay.
So now I go to the hotel. I'm like, yo. So then it's a nigga. He's some handling. He had the shit on that shit on his head. That turban shit. No, not the
koofy.
Like,
he said he's a hobby.
That joint. The bitch thing. The door's open. Bitch laying in the bed the whole time. So I'm like,
you sure it's a bitch?
Does this still have to do with how you got
yeah,
the
yeah,
show?
Yeah. So I'm not sure. So I'm like, first you don't give me a hug, you laying on the side the whole time, feeling on the titties, the nipples is already hard. How you hard the whole time? I'm missing. Breast implant. Then my man, before we back, my man was like, oh, look at she got a nose job. Nose job, breast implants. Your breast is a B cup, C cup. Why you got breasts in the cup? I said, I don't know, might be a nigga, man. So then I'm like, I'm chilling. So I'm like, she said, you just want to fuck me. You just want to fuck. Come on. Pull her pants down. Then I'm just.
She had a whammy.
Nah, I ain't see she laying on the side the whole time like this on the side.
Yeah, not even laying.
So I'm like.
But where you sticking your dick at then?
In the butt. Come on, family. I mean, so she was like, oh, you want to fuck? Come on, fuck.
But like, if somebody just automatically on the first time y'all fucking say, fuck me in the ass, that wouldn't be.
No, they didn't say, fuck me in the ass. They say, you just want to fuck. Come on. And it's not it's not a born woman. Now, I might stick my dick in a butt. No homo, it's going to feel good. I'm like, I'm going to come.
Is this
like
still that. Part of that?
Yeah. But just wait. Have patience. Well, I'm almost finished. Keep talking. Interrupting. I fuck it. It feel good. I don't know if it's really a female. Born a female is a male. It's going, I'm a nut. It's going to feel good, but I'm going to be like, damn, I got bamboozled.
Okay.
Ass boozled.
So that's how you lost your sight.
No, he did. Like, he did not.
No. So then I said, I'm not going to fuck because I'm not sure. So I stayed up all night. I didn't even go to sleep. And the TV was on and it was the news. It said, whoever want to try for I Love New York, come on. And that's how I got it.
Nigga, you told that whole rest of the story for no fucking reason.
Yeah. And ironically enough, this next clip is with one of our guests named Shauna Brooks, who is a transsexual woman who just wanted Wax to get all of his questions out. She was an open book and ready to answer any questions Wax had. Check this one out.
Okay, let me put this down.
No, I ain't really had too much questions. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I like to rock with the show, and you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I think me and Flamin' is in a different category, though. You know what I mean? I'm talking about, like, girls like me. Like, have you seen, like, you know, you engage?
Yes, New York.
For real. Where are these girls be at?
They all go to Manhattan, go. They all walking down this motherfucker like it's nothing and fool the shit out of you.
Oh, that's what they doing.
Hell yeah.
Why do you say fool?
Because you would think that she's a woman, and then you found out it's not. You know
what
I'm saying?
She is a woman.
She is, but.
How did you find out?
I could tell. You know what I'm saying? I heard you talk over there. I already know. You know what I'm saying? It's just certain things that you know.
Like my mannerisms.
No, it was just, you know, I heard you talk over there, so I was like, all right.
Was it like Barry Manilow?
No, it's just something weird. It was just like, soon you finish your sentence, you'd be like, right there.
Oh, it's the Because some people said it's my knees.
Nah, you see the knees. I didn't even look at the knees.
I didn't look at the knees.
But I was like, as soon as you, like when you talk that extra thing, like, not in the beginning.
So you saying I need to have the voice surgery now.
Did you see at the end?
So I got to have the voice surgery.
You see how you finish at the end? Everything is all cool in the beginning. Then it's like, at the end, it's like. You see what I'm saying? That's real shit. I'm going to keep it 1 million. It's Bully and the Beast. We're going to keep it 1 million all the time. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I felt when I heard it over there. I was like, I might probably be as trans. She ain't tell me nothing. Nobody told me shit. I'm keeping 1 million. Everything's everything. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't understand what you mean.
How?
Shauna's voice is very feminine to me. Now, Caitlin, sorry. Yeah. Caitlin, on the other hand, see,
She never changed.
Her voice.
Well, what did she change?
I don't even know. I can't even lie to you. I think she put a dress on. And what about Flame? Did Flame change anything?
See, but these are, all girls are not, you know, it's just.
Not the same. That's what I tried not the to same.
That's what
to
I was
him.
Trying to
yeah.
just
yeah,
tell that, you. You yeah, know, like, so, like it's you, a different level on,
all right, so
you know.
Where's your level at from Flame?
First off, Flame is like, doesn't Flame have kids?
I think Flame might have a son or something.
No,
like that.
Oh, she has kids. Like
multiple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, and then from what I remember, I think Flame got transition for work. Like, this was her work persona. That was what she was.
Like Madea.
Like, I feel like, wasn't RuPaul like that originally?
But
it was for entertainment.
Understandable, yeah. Right? But they're still, I mean. they take that stuff off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not taking anything off.
I didn't even know Flame take it off. That's why.
Well, here's my thing. She did have surgery for that. Peace. Permanently. Peace. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But just because she is under the community of the umbrella does not mean that she's a transsexual.
Yeah.
See, I'm a transsexual.
Talk woman. To me. Talk
you know what
me.
I mean? So you have transgender, which is like just the regular umbrella term for all of the things in between.
And people putting on a dress like Kris Jenner.
See, you got to stop doing that because this is me and him had this issue.
I'm for real.
When we were talking about two men that they had like a crush on each other. And he kept
two
saying.
Men?
Yeah, and he kept saying, which one's the woman and which one's the man? And I'm like, Wax, no.
It doesn't work like that, though.
Yeah, he doesn't get it.
That's what I'm asking. I'm literally asking questions. People think I'm trying to be funny. I really don't know. I'm thinking, all right, so one of them be like, I ain't sucking no dick, motherfucking. The other one be like, I ain't sucking dick, then y'all can't rock.
No, they do rock together. They just rock with other people.
Mm-hmm. So they be together and just fuck everybody else.
Because in their mind, it's all a perverse psychological mental state for gay men. Well, you know, the community.
Peace.
You know what I mean? So it's all like it comes from that mental of turning someone out, or oh, I like to turn tops, you know, out or into bottoms or however it goes. That's all in the mindset though. Mm-hmm. But if you have like a regular two gay guy couple, like you, I would want to think that there are design, you know, roles. Yeah. You know,
or yeah, one is, you know,
or
you can
but
tell
it's not
one
like is, woman or man. That's not the role he's thinking.
Yeah,
maybe
like
submissive
woman is more,
versus.
I can't say one is more feminine than the other one
because it's not always about feminine or.
But then you have the feminine ones who are actually, you know, like the tops.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Just like now, we have a lot of transgenders who are like beautiful girls who are tops. You know, because that's what
so
they...
So you got here smashing these
things. No, I'm a transsexual. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me.
Okay,
man.
So... What's going on? Okay, so, you know, like, back when I was a hoe, back in the day...
You are hilarious.
I used to be a... That's what makes you money, right? Because that's what they want. They seek you out for that. So you made more money. My little 5 foot ass was definitely climbing up on 6'6" niggas, you know what I mean? That's because that's where the money was at. Now in my womanhood today, I'm not going that contradicts and conflicts with my gender dysphoria. Meaning when I look at myself in the mirror, I see a girl. I look down below. And if it's a big D's to your knees, then that's not going to work for me because I don't even want you to touch it. I don't even unless it's survival sex. Right. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people see transgenders on pornos. I mean, let's be clear. Number two on Pornhub for years and years and years that these girls are doing all of the things with their, you know, their sheeness. And at the end of the day, a lot of those girls are not transsexuals, if that makes sense. They're not transitioning their bodies and transitioning to an end result of fully transitioning to have the SRS operation to have. Some girls are comfortable having dick and tits.
Wow.
We've made it, hoes like me have made it okay for them to be comfortable like that.
So you got to meet.
No, not.
I'm sorry, man.
Take me out of the equation.
I hate him.
I project. We want free space.
I hate this guy.
We want to keep it 1 billion with you.
And to wrap up the list, we got Tokyo Vanity, who was just dripped out in all pink like Cam in the early 2000s. Yeah, Tokyo Vanity pulled up on us, and you know, L'Oreal and Tok just talked about, you know, early dating life and how they would treat their man and who gets to cook the man the food and make them a plate. And well, just check it out, the final clip.
Definitely, I know me and you, and I think that's why I fuck with you so much. Our personalities are so strong that sometimes it intimidates people. But I will say, and shout out to Twerk, because he was like one of the first people to ever meet my man or whatever. And I never told him who he was, what he did, nothing. I actually had Twerk come and do something for him. So he just showed up on the set or whatever. And I was helping him with something. So when we came here to do the podcast, Twerk was like, did you owe that man money? Because he knows me so well. He's never seen me be so like, caring and give and like, you get what I'm saying, so submissive. He was like, what did you do, like, do you need help? And I'm like, that's my boyfriend, like, right. And he was like, oh, now I get, he's like, he's never dudes, seen me be like that.
The dudes I be dealing with, girl, they don't care nothing about, they don't care about their fake bossy mean, they don't care, like, they be like, anyway, so, like I was saying.
I can see you being a little Pop-Tart, like, so sweet.
Yeah, I don't know, sis. I ain't a city girl. I know. Plate.
See, I was good. That was the first thing I was going to say.
I'm bringing my man's plate, sis.
A good plate, too.
But I'm going to still be outside with y'all throwing up gang signs saying, right. Fuck niggas get money, but Like, at 10 o'clock, I'm going to say, babe, come get me. I'm drunk and I don't drink.
Yeah. Would, if he asked you to make a play for his homeboy, what does that, what's that look like?
Okay, so I'm a Southern woman. I don't believe in all them different hands in my pots and in the kitchen and stuff like that. So
I don't think that's a Southern thing. I think that's just, that might be how you are ass thing.
So I'm a natural caterer because it's just the sanitary thing to do.
I'm making a plate
so
too.
So if my dude, like I'm not really one of them girls that like if me and my dude, we sharing a space and like he have company, like I don't, but I'm not chilling in there with y'all. Like I give a general hi and make sure everybody's okay.
Right.
If you need anything. And then I'm going to go on about my business wherever I'm going in the house and what I'm doing. So
but
I
you know they say that that makes us introverts.
But I'm the type that I would ask him and make sure it's okay that I, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to just serve no another nigga in front of my nigga.
Yeah. You know what I like to do, too, though? I mean, he's always going to get his plate first. But sometimes I make it and I tell him to bring the nigga because I don't want to serve no nigga.
But not on no slave shit.
No, not like that. No.
No, I'm saying like not on no slave shit. Like, can I make the place? No.
Why does it have to be
it's respect.
Like that?
It's a respect level.
No,
it's like,
so Beyonce, like, babe, you want me to make the place real quick? Like,
what do you think about that, Ty, as a man? You know.
That's a good relationship right there. That's good balance.
What
you
if
know
she
what
gave
I mean?
Your homeboy a plate before you?
That happened to me before, but it was literally only because when I asked about the place, he didn't want nothing to eat. But after I made the plate, now he want a plate.
So did he get upset a little bit?
No.
He had some
I don't be
too.
Dealing with them type of niggas.
Yeah, that's
like,
too much. Yeah,
I be dealing with niggas that they been dealing with the bare minimum for so long. They be so happy that a bitch even cook. Like, just thank you, Jesus.
That's how I be feeling.
I love you. Like, girl.
Like, who raised you as
no,
a man?
Like, when they keep telling you, you so soft. Like, damn, nigga, what you was dating? An alligator?
You get
bitch?
What I'm saying? And I'm not talking about their mama. I'm talking about the woman that they dated. Because, you know, that's going to be the person that really, like, I ain't going to lie. Like, I hooked my ex up for the next bitch. Like, I've definitely built niggas up for the next bitch and then kept it pushing.
But that's okay.
No, I'm not mad at it. You know what I mean? Because I know at the end of the day, I'm doing justice and good in the world.
I don't want to see nobody. I don't want to see nobody I dealt with do bad. Like, I want all of them to be successful. I want them to fuck the bad hoes. Like, do your thing. Do your big one. Like, we ain't work out, but I ain't hating on you.
Because if not, I'm not going to claim you.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's other niggas out here. Like, it's so many other fish in the sea. Like, it's another nigga going to like me.
But, so how does it work out when it comes to y'all having conversations? Do they, because I know you don't end off on bad notes. So is it okay? And do your, like, say your current, does he have a problem with you talking to any of your exes? Because it never was a bad breakup.
I'm single, so my ex hit me, he's just hit me.
But what if you're dealing with somebody?
Oh,
do you still entertain or talk
to them? If I'm dealing with somebody, like, what's dealing with somebody? Like, what, we be going on dates?
Anything.
Like,
no, anything, talking. Do
yeah,
you think
we just talking, like.
Sometimes people
thing,
think that's
like,
cheating.
Girls get just married to the first nigga that showed them some interest, but it's like, it don't go like that. Like, it's okay to date. Like, you don't have to fuck all these niggas. You could date these niggas and have your one nigga that you fuck, like, until you... You know, ready to, like, you could tell when you transition into, like, okay, I kind of like this nigga on another level.
Yeah. Like, what is it? Left. What would make you know? Because like, you blushing. Like, I'm starting to feel like you ain't the,
so,
you know, you
so
ain't
listen,
single.
So listen.
Come
so,
on, I'm listening.
So you know when you kind of gearing towards that. So I feel like that's when you ease up off that nigga.
Are you gearing towards that? Because you like,
listen,
I'm listening.
You ease up off that nigga.
Okay.
You go get yourself tested and prepare for your next journey in life. Like
Tokyo, you're the first person that I've ever sat down with in the past 7 years that ever mentioned besides one trans woman that we just recently interviewed. She's the only other person that I ever heard talk about getting tested.
Oh, I don't play. I just started using my cat, so I'm definitely
you
like,
did.
You know, I just lost my virginity in 2019. Like, I started having sex too late to, like, get burnt. Like, that's insane.
Well, there you have it. That's Twerk's top 10 guest moments for Bully and the Beast. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week with the Zoom. So make sure y'all call in. We need some people for Who's on Drugs. Remember, if you have any advice, reach out to us at Bully and the Beast Podcast. Know the Bully and the Beast Podcast on Instagram. Like, comment, and subscribe on our YouTube and tell a friend to tell a friend. And make sure you add Twerk God on IG. Make sure you follow
Follow the Polymath Network, Westchester County's number one podcast network. Get with it or get left. Is that corny? Anyways, y'all, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. See y'all next week. Peace.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.